AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans, we are here for you for season 11, and we are about to deliver some real tea. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Woohoo!
Yay!
This is our music. This is our music.
Just imagine Miley's song playing.
Yeah. Hi, AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans. I am your host, 123 Jackie B. With me, as always, Mark J. Freeman.
Oh,
as
sorry,
always.
I was drinking beer.
Look at
and
you.
And the little bubble came up. Mark J. Freeman's here. It's Ollie's fault.
And Jayla.
It's always Ollie's fault.
Jayla is back. We specifically requested her.
Hey, y'all. They renewed my contract. They renewed my contract. Hi, guys. It's me, Jayla Rocks, and I'm back in the building.
She did negotiate more money, too.
I did.
And Ollie's blonde twin is in the house.
Yes. Hi. Yes. Molly Cyrus.
Hi.
I'm so excited to get rid of Ollie, finally. That stupid little twink.
That little twink.
Get him out.
Whose bride squad are you on?
Oh, my friend. She's like a sister to me. She's getting married later this year. So.
Oh, and congratulations.
We're all wearing black and gold, so Jayla's idea.
My gold interpretation was tweed.
I just had to wear my rings. I had to wear rings. That was all I had.
I have to plug it. I'm sorry. So just a little side thing. I am wearing custom I Am Rockstar.
Ah.
Yeah. Fantastic. So they made this for the show. So I was like, hey, y'all, group chat. I'll be wearing black and gold. Okay? All right, now. No Latrice is here. So let's get into it.
Yes.
So what do you guys think of the first episode?
I liked it.
Yeah, me too. It was fun.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen. This is what we've been complaining about all last season. We finally got the photo shoot that we've been complaining about. So this is like, it was kind of like an original Drag Race episode. Yeah. So this is a great way to open the seasons. The looks we'll talk about.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say, because, you know, I know that sometimes I'm the... known as the mean one. But I was just thinking on the way over here, I was like, I just wanted to say congratulations to all 15 girls who made it onto the show.
Yay!
Everybody deserves to be there. Everybody deserves, you know, kindness sent to them. They're working very hard to be on the show, and they're doing their best. Now we're going to rip them apart.
That's what we do.
Welcome to the family. We don't say it enough, but I, regardless of what we have to say, I think we all agree. Yeah. We love the show. Yes. We love the girls on the show. We support them all. We go and we try to see them and we try to tip them and stuff.
We tip them.
And they understand that we have a job to do and we do it. And they would do it if the situation was reversed. So thank you all. And thank you everybody for watching.
Yes. Thanks to those people who are in our chat room, Daniel Roman, Cassandra, I can't pronounce your last name. Zdrovnik.
Zamolachikova.
Ken.
And Ken.
Ahmed. Peter Rabbit.
Shay Jordan. Thanks, you guys, for listening. And if you comment on iTunes, a 5-star review, you will get a Fan of the Week shout out. And if you comment on YouTube, you might also get a Fan of the Week shout out.
And if you subscribe to the channel, I'll give you my two front teeth.
What?
But Ollie, any other thoughts on tuning in?
So you can give us a 5-star rating. Did we already talk about this? Sorry, I zoned out.
No, we didn't. Your turn.
You're having a blonde moment now.
Yeah,
Leave us a comment. We love talking with you guys. Thank you for letting us be the ESPN of TV talk, right, Jayla?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So just give us that 5-star review on iTunes. If you're watching on Spotify, just give us a comment on the YouTube comments. You know, we appreciate you guys. We love you. And that's pretty much it, right? Right.
Simply Desmond, it's their first time in the chat room. So
hey.
It's pretty exciting. Okay, let's get down to the ripping.
All right. Let's get the niceties out of the way.
Let's get to the real tea.
Can I start with a statement?
Yes.
Yes, sure.
Again.
And this is a statement. Well, this is a statement.
Okay.
This is a statement not to the girls that are on the show or girls who have been on the show, but to the girls who are auditioning for season 12, 13, 14, 15, and so on.
So that means yourself, too.
Myself, too.
So read yourself, too.
If that day were to come, if I were to want to sit here and have you guys rip me apart.
Yes.
Just so you guys know, when you walk into the workroom, the first shot will be of your shoes. Mm. Please wear nice shoes.
No bread baskets.
Just be aware, ladies. You're going to be seen. That's going to be the first thing people see is what you're wearing on your feet. So
I asked everyone on the panel to pick their top favorite look and their least favorite look.
I got to get the readers.
For entrances, right?
For entrance into the workroom.
Yeah.
And my top favorite look was actually Evie Oddly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I will explain why. Because when you are there with 15 queens,
yep.
you better either look so... so stunning that people know that you're there to play, or you better look so unique and so creative and so different that people know you're there to play. Mm-hmm. And I tend to gravitate towards the very out there creative queens. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Hot Wheels coming in, yeah. I was like, I am never going to forget this.
Nope.
And I love it.
And she's the only one, I think, that had a entrance that you will remember. I'm 100% behind you. My top three, hands down, Evie, Silky, and Suga, which I love that they're all part of my top three, four.
For your snatch game. I mean, for your fantasy league.
Yeah.
And you can play right now at fantasyleague.vh1.com. Let us know what you think.
She does not work for VH1.
Not sponsored by VH1 at all.
We are not.
Yeah. Yet.
Actually, they tell us to stay off their property.
Oh, right, exactly. That's how the last video came down.
Jayla?
So who are your top three?
I only picked a top one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You want my notes?
Oh no.
Will my notes help you?
I'll read their notes while I, you know.
Yeah, these are.
I actually do remember Mercedes was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think she needed to be holding the
jewels. The diamonds.
I thought Mercedes was gorgeous, and I always love me some Miss Vanjie.
Miss Vanjie.
So I thought her entrance look was just beautiful. It was like simple, elegant Vanjie, and then the reason I remembered it, though, was just because she went and hid in the corner.
I thought that was cute.
I thought that was really cute. So I thought it was a good entrance for her.
All right. Jayla. Well, on the other half of the table agrees otherwise. My favorite looks had to be number one, Suga Cane. I saw it in 4K HD, thanks to Jackie B.
She did look great.
Amazing.
The detail.
Amazing.
Okay, she came to play.
Yeah.
Akiria. That's something that I almost wore that tonight. That's something that I would wear like to the clubs or premieres. So she was there to play for
that,
premiere wise.
Michelle is OTR. We'll get into that later.
Okay.
In my opinion,
I do agree.
That was more OTR than what she was calling OTR in the runway.
Right. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
But it was a great OTR.
Yes. Yes.
And also, I have to pick my girl Silky. Yeah. I love the Cookie Monster like fur. I'm a fan of fur sleeves.
Yeah.
So yeah.
She looked great.
And it was very body positive AF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she had second thoughts about wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, bitch, you better go out there and wear it.
No, it looks good.
It looks great on her.
Amazing.
It does look great on her. Ollie?
Well, shit. I don't know my top three, but my top one for sure, I love Plastique. I can't help but to love Plastique. I'm afraid that I just don't want her to constantly do that silhouette because I feel like the runway was very similar with her silhouette.
I think you're going to be disappointed.
No, I don't want to. Stop it. Stop it. Let me have my moment. You're taking my moment away from Plastique.
I'm giving you 1,000.
Top for sure. I was talking to Mark about how underwhelmed I was about some of these entrance looks. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you don't have to like go out all full force, tens across the board, but I want something memorable. I do agree Evie had a really memorable look, but I also really liked... I liked Ariel's too. Very, very.
Lizzie McGuire. It was from the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Someone in the chat room said that too.
Shout out
to Lizzie McGuire. We love her.
Yes.
We're a stan of the early Disney years. I know you guys are going to disagree completely. I loved Soju's look.
I didn't hate it.
Especially
in the
from her. We're going to talk about that runway, but I loved it because she is a.
Yeah.
Does Taekwondo.
Yeah.
She does the nunchucks and everything, and that was her moment for sure.
Yeah, I know I can't do it, so props to Soju for doing that.
Yeah, that was impressive.
That's our sister.
Actually, I disagree with you, though, because I thought these entrance looks were some of the strongest to me over all the seasons. And the reason is because I feel like so many queens hold back on their looks, and there were so many queens in this one that I had a really tough time like picking out like, okay, who's my favorite from all these looks?
Okay.
And that's why I gravitated towards Evie because I was like, okay, this is one that you're never going to forget. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think there wasn't a whole lot of like color. There was lots of muted monochrome color. So maybe that's why I'm just not as thrilled. I personally love color. Like a rainbow palette, you know?
The whole workroom kind of overcompensates for that. That's maybe why everybody didn't really get a chance to like show their true colors. Yeah. No pun intended. But yeah.
Did we do least favorite yet?
No, oh, you start.
We
go
are
for
getting
it.
There.
Ooh. Entrance, least
Raja.
Favorite?
Yes. Raja's. She, ugh. I'm sorry. The earrings, that's what ruined it for me. Give her some spirit gum.
But I liked her outfit. It was the earrings. You can't come into Drag Race
ruined,
with your earrings
It ruined
off.
Everything for me. And I'm afraid her, I don't want her costumes to be falling apart in future episodes.
Now, I gave her, she is one of my bottoms, Raja. Not because of the earrings. My earrings fall off all the time. But the look altogether with the bun and the boy cut wasn't premiere worthy.
Yeah.
And the zipper in the back with the black, I was like, oh, yeah. Girl.
So she's in my bottom. Did you do all three of yours?
Oh, yeah. Okay. God, no, I don't.
Okay.
You don't have to. You can just pick one.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. I'm too. Too much pressure.
All right. So y'all might have to agree with me. And if you disagree, you're going to have to fight. My bottom has to go to Scarlet Envy.
Oh, yes.
Let's not forget that she's there. She's also said this, and I quote, New York City grit, and she's definitely the sort. and the makeup choice, she said she didn't have any panties on, so when they shot her from behind, it was just stockings and fishnets.
Yeah.
There are so many problems I have with
Where
that.
Where are the looks, girl?
First off, your makeup looks like you got a hair lip.
What makeup?
Yeah, however the lipstick was done, yeah. It looks like a mustache. Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm not sure if this is like
now,
purposeful or not.
I was expecting looks from her based off of the reveal.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when I saw the opening, and I was like, Tammy Brown. Girl.
No, Tammy is 10 times better than that.
Now,
Tammy does that on
but
purpose.
But when Tammy walked in her first season, she was a little gray.
Yeah.
So.
But the other problem I have is, and one of the fans pointed this out, Chucky on Instagram, and I was on Twitter, and I wasn't sure if this was specifically the queen he was referencing, but he was like, you are very pro-boobs me. And so when I see some sad ass titties, I am not happy.
Well, I don't have any sad ass titties.
You have nice titties.
Thank you, Dr. Rosenberg.
It was like, he didn't have any makeup when he packed his bags. And so he was like, I'm going to use whatever crayon I can find and then just draw on some wonky boobs. And I was like, no, you can't do that for your entrance look. And it did not look like Venus or whatever he was saying.
Whatever you're trying to describe it,
That
Scarlet Envy's look has to go in the book of worst entrances with Dieter Ritz.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
I would agree.
Oh.
I would agree.
And next to her would be Kahana.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Kahana. Oh, now. Okay. So there's this thing on Facebook called the Drag Swap. And it's a Facebook group full of queens, entertainers, burlesque, and they sell their drag on there. Mm. And a lot of the people sell their drag.
I gotta get
for
this drag swap.
It's called Drag Swap. and they sell their clothes for like $50-$75, and they're like dance costumes, like little disposable things. And Kahana didn't give me premiere worthy, also, she gave me Drag Swap.
Mm. Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Drag
I would definitely say drag swap. I literally was jaw dropped and not in a good way. I was like,
girl.
Really? Like, I mean,
oh, wait,
it's
oh,
just.
Sorry, no. Kahana still
yeah. Oh, I mean, it was rough.
Mm-hmm.
Rough. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not
I don't even
dwell.
Remember what Kahana said.
Well, it's okay. Like, save your eyes. Save it. We're going to save it. Just
burn
know that she's in the bottom.
Sorry, Kahana. I'm proud of you for being on the show.
Right now, I love
But Mama
Kahana.
Coco could have given
All
you
I
something.
All I remember is the bra that was used again in the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I can remember. I was like, I done seen that bra 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, we learned that from Mystique Summers Madison wearing her fried chicken shirt on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
So. You would think so.
That's choices.
Choices. Choices. Hashtag choices.
So, mini challenge.
Okay.
So excited. We are also excited that they did a photo mini challenge.
Yes.
Which was great, but I still don't understand what the qualifications are for, like, who is the winner. I never understand it.
I got personality challenge.
Okay. Well, and I think also, too, because she seemed to really take charge and was, like, really setting
she
the
did,
stage
yeah.
for the photo. And she seemed, I mean, obviously we don't see everything, but what we saw, she did seem to take the most charge of like, no, I'm, oh no, you need more in your glass. I'm going to move this, da da, because Rue even makes a comment. Oh, you're really silky.
Oh, okay.
Silky, yeah.
Because, I mean, and then they show Mercedes going, yeah. I guess, let's sit on the couch. Delta cracks my shit up. Her reaction to Mercedes, like, okay. Sit on the couch. Okay, girl. Okay, girl. I just made me laugh. I love Delta. She's fantastic.
I thought that was fun. It was fun to see, you know, returning queens. It always is. It's always a blast.
Love when the queens come back. And she made a comment in the beginning that they will be appearing throughout the season.
Yes, I did catch that. If I'm not mistaken.
They said keep an eye out because they're going to be appearing. So that's good. It makes me happy.
One of my favorite moments, too, was when Vanjie basically shoves Farrah in the walls.
Oh, my God. I live for that. And I honestly thought, like, Vanjie was a little annoying, but I enjoyed her so much in this episode. Like, she wasn't, like, loud. Like Silky made her look, like, quiet.
You know, I'm glad you said that because I was thinking, I think if it was edited differently, you would have not liked Vanjie.
Yeah.
I think she got a good edit because she was commenting on everyone who walked in the room. Mm-hmm. Everything, like, she had a comment for everything, but they were just letting it play and not doing that wah, wah, wah. You know what I mean? Like, when Silky would do something, they showed a facial reaction. Yeah. They did all this stuff. I think if they were showing those facial reactions, because she, if you pay it to, I watched it like 4 times. So she talks a lot.
She hosted the Mickey's thing, and she talked throughout the episode.
That's what, and I've heard so many people complain. They're like, I'm not going to Mickey's to watch anymore because she talks over the episode. So I'm just saying, what I heard.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if they're really playing up the fact that Silky is like, they're trying to hone in on that drama, like with editing with Silky constantly trying to upset everyone with all of her comments.
And I feel like the fans are being very biased right now, going against Silky about her personality, saying it's a Silky show. If you're on TV, what would you do?
Well,
someone else on the show made that point.
Yeah,
I think they all did, even in Untucked.
Ariel the most.
Yeah. Now...
No. I mean, not the point of complaining. I mean, there was, I think it was Evie or somebody, I can't even remember, said on the show, they were like, if you were on the show to stand apart, like, wouldn't you do this?
Yeah.
You
right. know? And she made the comment at Roscoe's when she was there. Now, we stand this last season when Valentina had every runway moment with French Vanilla Fantasy when she walked in.
Yeah.
We stand this when Alyssa Edwards did her Annie Oakley in the workroom when she was, we live for that. But because she's a black queen, we're going to slay her to death.
Yeah. I do think that I have no doubt, and I don't think it was just her. I think all of them were very aware they are now on television, and they're all doing things because they're very aware that they're on national television and they're now going to be famous. And they should, and that's totally fine. I also think that if it is the fact that she's on national TV and she's all excited, it's going to wear off. The novelty of it will wear off. She will forget the cameras are there. There's going to be ups and downs. And I think she got a bad edit, too.
She just got excited.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with what she did.
I feel like everybody there was excited. They just didn't get the play.
Right.
That was my interpretation, too. Because I feel like when it's the first day of competition. You're meeting RuPaul probably for the first time in your life.
Right.
Right.
You know, how... like, high on adrenaline.
Yes!
Pure adrenaline.
Right. Absolutely.
And Silky don't come from much now. She came from the backwoods.
Right.
So when you see some cameras and all this, you get excited and you want to be everything that you know you can be because she's like, she's already thinking about the future. I'm going to get a spinoff show. I want a cooking show. I want this. Because she's manifesting that. So why would you be mad?
Right.
That's
I agree 100%.
Nobody else's bag.
I agree 100%.
You know?
Yep.
And also to the point about Vanjie, it's like, I wonder if... because, you know, they had these confessionals, and some people in the confessionals were saying they were annoyed with Silky, and it's like, maybe they don't say they're annoyed with Vanjie, because Vanjie already has some sort of level of fame or whatever from coming off of a different season, so they don't point it out.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, for whatever reason, they pointed it out here, but like you said, it's going to wear off.
Yeah. It will. The novelty, and especially when it starts getting, like, cutthroat, and maybe Silky doesn't do well one episode, that's gonna affect her up, you know, and it's gonna affect her, and she's gonna be like, you know what, I need to focus on this, you know, and we don't know, maybe somebody has had a conversation with her too, and again, I don't know that it was necessarily as bad as it appeared, you know what I mean,
and
like,
I don't think she doesn't have any like ill, like bad intentions
at all.
Regardless of how you feel about Silky, she does not, no one on the show deserves like threats or anything of the sort.
Absolutely.
And I just hope that they don't like constantly do do that to, like, I just want to meet all the queens. I feel like some of the queens we didn't get to really, like,
right,
shine. Like, I don't know. Who's Mercedes? We didn't get any screen time with
her. I didn't see her much on anything.
Like, I just want it to be a little bit more balanced. And I know there's 15 queens. We still have to stir up some drama. I just want it to be more balanced in future episodes, hopefully.
Yeah. So we had Miley do a surprise entrance into the workroom, mm-hmm, which I love Miley Cyrus.
Me
I
too.
I love her. So I thought this was, I thought it was really fun to have her as a guest. Mm-hmm. There were things she was saying that, like, I really felt resonated with me, which we're going to talk about later. But I did like the having her dress up in, like, boy drag and come into the set.
I did not.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was cute.
They should have done a better job with her.
Yeah, well, I think they
wanted her to be figured, because that's, because when he calls her over to check the thing, I think that was a setup. Like, okay, let's see if they'll recognize you.
But did you see who they showed in that scene? Silky.
Yeah.
They want that to be played up.
Yeah,
you get what I'm
absolutely
saying? Now, absolutely. Miley's disguise, I understand you had to give out $200,000 a couple months ago. But, like, was that the gig? Was that, like, the gag, like, to not be recognized so it can be an easier setup?
I think so.
Okay. And the fact that I'm sure they're going to have a special guest every single season.
That's been a pattern.
Gaga, Christina, and Miley.
Right.
So
maybe we'll get Britney.
I don't want to
see. Please don't let that be my season.
Just don't be in disguise.
I'm shooting for the stars. I'm going to say I want Beyonce because I'm just going to put it out in the world.
You would love the Divine Miss M.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Either
Madonna?
One.
No.
Either
no,
one.
You.
Now, Madonna's been in the heat right now because of the Murray and Peter thing and Monet and all that.
Right.
Yeah, so.
What would you like to see?
Tyra Banks. I think I already said it. Tyra Banks. I know she's not an artist. She had one song. Shake it, body, body.
Shake it, body, body.
She knows.
We right here. We're young.
Okay.
All right. Main challenge.
Sips beer.
So they, because Silky won... Because Silky won the mini challenge, she gets to assign all of the suitcases for the main challenge, which are the, I guess, like, celebrity drag queen suitcases. Like,
yeah.
I thought it was actually a really cute idea.
I thought it was a really cute idea. Silky, obviously, and Mark and I, and Mark and Ollie and I were talking about this earlier, how Silky did the nice thing and tried to match up people with, like,
based off of aesthetic.
Yeah, based off what their aesthetic was, rather than, like, go for the jugular and get somebody.
I would have gone for the jugular.
Yeah.
I would have been like...
But none of the queens were bad, so what was jugular?
I mean, I just would have tried to make it so it wasn't as easy. Like, you know, like, Plastique, I would have given her a share of needles.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I would have done stuff like that.
I see.
What I mean? Like, and if you're good, you're going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, ultimately, all you were doing was using their stuff to make something in your aesthetic.
Yeah.
So, I said aesthetic.
Yeah.
Aesthetic.
My favorite part in that moment when Silky picked Kimchi with Soju, she goes, you're playing the right card.
That was funny.
I think that, so you had that moment in the workroom where Soju is trying to put together an outfit, and it's just like, tons of tulle with no silhouette, and Vanjie points out, like, this is how I went home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was kind of a precursor of what was to come. It's like when, oh my gosh, I forgot her name. Nina? Your queen.
Yeah, Nina.
Nina's like, oh, every year Rue says know how to sew, and I know how to sew, but I just don't do it well. It's like, why wouldn't you want to, like, do it well before you come if you know this could be a challenge?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you want to say, okay, I'm going to push myself so that I can try and do this the best way?
Now, do they really, like, I know a lot of the queens normally start their basis when they get home, and then they come there and just sew little small pieces on before the runway, but I don't think they sew, like, full costume.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, they always have, like, a base bodysuit or base, you know.
Okay.
So when you get there, you'll know what the challenge is. You say, okay, I have this for this. I can use this for that.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's the playing up this not knowing how to sew, which is
but
a thing.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Ben de la Creme made a runway with a hot glue gun and fabric.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear this. I don't know how to sew. I can't do it. It's not about knowing how to sew. It's knowing how to put something together and make it work and make it look good. Yeah. And if that means you have to sit at home for a week and buy some fabric and play with it and figure out how to do it on a dress form, then do it. But don't come and, like, I don't want to hear, I hate excuses. I just hate excuses. Like, well, then you knew you needed to know how to sew, then figure it out. And if you're not, then don't use that as an excuse. I don't just,
yeah, just
no,
don't
then just do
until
it.
You know how to.
Do it. I mean, at least Nina said, you know, I'm not delusional. I don't think that what I'm wearing is amazing, right. You know? And she even says, I'm just going to sell it on the runway, which she did. She's very personable. She's very, you know, she knows how to work the stage, so she did what she had to do.
She saved herself.
She did.
Yeah, I appreciated that kind of honesty rather than people who go onto the stage and try to defend something they know is terrible. It's like...
Yeah. Well, even Kahana, when she started getting into, well, it's hard to be the daughter of Coco Montrese. I'm like, well...
She went home first, too.
Girl, I'm like, girl, like, get it together. Like, you knew you were the daughter of Coco Montrese beforehand. You knew that you were going
to
be...
Okay, so let's get on to, like, when the best looks.
Yes.
Please.
Okay.
My favorite look.
I love when Ollie gets
this is going to be.
We have like 15 minutes, y'all.
No, I know. This is going to get controversial, but my favorite look was Brooklyn, which I know
love.
You. Oh, you did?
I love that.
Love.
I love
you guys.
Hands
did.
Down.
You told me that since you did.
I know. No, please. I will comment, but please.
I loved that look. I loved it. I definitely thought it was
the best.
The best.
Hands down.
Winning worthy. I actually did like Scarlett's look, not her makeup per se, but I loved. She had like.
Red.
She had a red dress that was a very like old Hollywood kind of looking red dress.
Got applique.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really cute.
Nina had 9 years to practice. I'm sorry, that's funny.
That
Aubrey.
Funny.
That's
no,
true.
I love Brooklyn's look a lot, but she did get lucky with detox. That's like my only thing. Like it,
but no,
she looked
but
like
Silky
detox.
Did that. That's not her fault. But Silky picked but people think, that she thought deserved.
But I think, I don't know if that was like...
Dick in the soup.
With the challenge, I don't know if... That was like, okay, so was the challenge to, like, use your aesthetic? Because I don't know.
Your aesthetic with their stuff.
Is that Brooklyn's aesthetic, though?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
is
she
it?
Said
I mean, it looks
dancer.
Like her Meet the Queen outfit. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
and she said she loves a bodysuit. Yeah, she even says that in her Meet the Queen.
That's what I'm saying. So okay. She brought a bass and then was lucky to get some strings and...
Yeah.
No, she saw the bodysuit, but she...
She looked fierce. I will say that. Like, it was
she was very supersonic detox.
Hands down, the winner.
Okay. So did y'all not like a curious look?
I liked it.
I liked it.
I didn't
I
love
loved
it.
It.
I liked it.
I loved it. It was very
I loved
like X-Men.
From
it was
the shoulders
like Rogue,
up.
X-Men.
And Storm.
It made me think of Mad Max, which I also liked.
Right.
Yeah. It was a very like post-apocalyptic, future-esque kind of thing. I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
I just, you know, and I have to bring this up because I took the time to do this. Michelle made a comment to Mercedes about, you know, how I feel about a bodysuit. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, in my opinion, bodysuits on the runway.
And hers is a leotard.
And 3 of the bodysuits were in the top. Banji, Akiria, and Plastique all had a bodysuit with something added to it.
Okay,
let's
Plastique
not mince
wore
words.
The same outfit twice.
So you can't. So that's my issue, is that you say I have an issue with the body. I also think that it's easy to just do a bodysuit and get away with it.
Like,
and that's my point, is 3 of them are in the top, and then you're going to yell at the one that you put in the bottom and say, but you made a bodysuit. Well, then you can't say that, because you just put 3 of them in the top.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that statement. However, I do think that Mercedes had a really bad... I didn't like Mercedes.
But I didn't think it looked bad.
Her makeup didn't look good,
but
though.
But they're not on the run. They're not getting critiqued for what their face looks like, unfortunately.
But altogether,
it's the costume.
I don't think it was a good costume, though.
Well, I liked Raja's look. It was fun. It was cute.
Of all the bodysuits, I think hers was the best, in my opinion.
Was it, though?
I liked it. The rainbow. Like, that's something I would wear.
It was
like,
cute. It was very cute.
Around,
who did she get? Who did she get?
She had Kennedy.
Oh.
I do believe
Kennedy with the rainbow,
and I thought it looked really well. I mean, it looked a little fudged, but it still looked good on the runway. I thought the colors were bright and fun. I don't know. I get Plastique, beautiful. I'm not putting down. I think the people that were in the top were probably the best.
Yeah,
but. Even
Vanjie's.
It wasn't like mind blowing. I think Vanjie got in the top because she was in the bottom last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it had to do with what she was wearing.
It's a good redemption thing.
Yeah.
So good, she looked good, but
it's
a redemption
produced
thing. Because she wore the same thing Plastique wore, and Plastique wore it twice.
Yeah.
I really liked Ariel's look. She wasn't in the top or anything.
Bodysuit.
I really liked it, though. She incorporated ganja. It was totally poison ivy. I don't care what you say.
I think everybody was super queens. I think that was a trend alert this year.
I wanted more superheroes.
Ariel was a superhero. Raja was a superhero. Like a superhero. Akira was a superhero. Mm-hmm. Good for them. Yeah. Soju was a cyst.
A big one.
My sister. Woo! My sister.
She was a jelly.
T-shirt. She better get on the making t-shirts that say sister.
No, she already has.
Okay, good. She needs to.
So Sugar Cane, too. Sorry, we got to add her up in there. Sugar Cane was a bottom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It was. I think it was a safe. I did like that she did the Ouija thing in her hair because...
That was cute.
Because Sharon always did that.
The breast, the heels.
But here's the thing. She took Sharon's fabrics and made something that was sugar cane.
Yeah, I agree.
And then she added that into her hair, so I was okay.
Does sugar cane wear tights over her shoes? Like, were her shoes?
Well,
Olive Garden whore.
Bread basket. I mean, was it the worst? No.
No.
Was it my top? No. I think she was a safe.
And Kahana was bottom.
Oh, my God. I can't with Kahana.
Hip hop show girl.
Okay, all right, sorry.
I think it's very symbolic.
So there seems to be a lot of bottoms this season.
I think it's symbolic that Kahana and Derek were paired up for the...
Well, they're both from Vegas, though. So that's
so they know each other from Senior Frogs.
Okay.
Right.
She said Senior Frogs.
Oh,
all right.
This challenge, like, it's funny because conceptually, I thought this challenge was a good challenge, but there were not a lot of outfits. Like, probably my favorites were all the ones that were already in the top, announced. Yeah. And then,
I actually really like silkies. I'll be honest. I really like, I love a pencil skirt.
Well, you're the only one.
I thought
one.
It was an ice cream.
Oh, the sequel.
The peppermint. I thought it was cute. I actually really liked it.
I just like the judges' reactions when she threw the peppermint.
Yeah,
like,
That was cute.
They played it up. All right, let's see.
So Soju and Kahana were in the bottom, and to me, like, that totally makes sense. Because Kahana, you basically took your bra from the entrance room, threw on half of a piece of fabric and some poorly stoned tights, and then said it was an outfit. And that's like... I don't even see an outfit there.
Yeah, and it's really sad. Concept. It's sad because she had Katya. Like, I'm sure there were some good things in that trunk.
But she wore the iPad.
She had the iPad. She was pulling up all kinds of stuff out of the box in the workroom that we were like, why didn't you use
it? It looked so unfinished. Like, there's something, a lot of things missing on that. And it was sad to see. But it worked for her in the run or the lip sync because she got to move around, unlike Soju.
Yeah, girl. Soju not only did that dress just she not look like words. A dress,
she wore flats.
She was tripping on the dress and she didn't know the words.
Come on.
I was like, if Kahana doesn't win this.
That's your girl, Ollie. That is your girl.
At least she got to plug Shot with Soju on her YouTube channel. All
right. But we can tell that she has a cute personality from this episode. Yeah. We can tell that she has a very sweet and cute personality. Like, the whole sis thing, even though it's, like, gross.
You got a meme out of it. You got a meme out of it. So there you go.
Sell that shirt, girl. Sell that shirt.
Yeah. And so it was, I just felt like Ross felt where he was like, you told me the story and now I'm, like, very endeared by it, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I had two bullets in the gun for the lip sync. Send them both home. Too many girls. Yeah. It's crowded.
There has to be a double elimination. I mean, there's so many girls. Yeah. There's got to be a double elimination.
I would have done the Honey Mahogany, Vivian Panay.
Your boat's got to go.
Yeah. That's how I felt about the lip sync.
Yeah.
But I thought Kahana did such a good performance.
Kahana was swatting flies, girl. She was swatting the flies. And she, like, released the bees, girl. Released the bees.
Let me just say, I'm so glad Jayla's here.
Dee Dee Ritz.
That I'm not the mean one anymore.
Like, shuffling.
Just the boot scoot, girl. The boot scoot.
And I want to see more of boy Kahana, so if she can stay.
Yes, we do like her on Instagram.
Okay.
All right.
So, mirror moment.
What?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Come from the farthest space. Ruin.
What's going on?
Eerie.
Every time.
Did you guys notice there was not as much wind in the mirror moment? I did. We had Miley Cyrus come backstage and give a pep talk and say, my favorite queens are because of their personality, you know. And I, like, that piece really resonated with me because I feel like, yes, we might be sitting here and like looking at their looks and picking apart their looks or whatever, but when somebody, when you have real fans, it's because they love you for who you are.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and so there have been people where, yeah, they've definitely had outfits I don't agree with, but because I love them for who they are, it's yeah. like you're a fan for life.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I liked that she said that to the queens and to remind them not to get so, like, caught up in their head and stressed out and everything.
Yeah.
So.
I took the mirror moment for myself, too, because I'm always in a panic. And I was just like, sometimes you just need the STFU and just breathe. Mm-hmm. So I do that every day now. I take 10 minutes out of my day instead of worrying and what I want to do and what's next and am I going to take off the truck. Just STFU and breathe.
Yeah. Miley's such a good, she's such a good ally for sure. Absolutely. I love her. And I love that she was, I didn't think that, I didn't realize how much of a good fit she is for the show. Mm-hmm. And I forgot that she's a godchild of Dolly Parton.
Yeah, that's a gay icon.
Someone in the chat said, I forget who you were, she should guest judge on.
Yeah, Dolly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And let's not forget that Miley Cyrus was in drag for 8 years as Hannah Montana going back and forth. So she was the original gay icon.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was another mirror moment in Untucked where Evie is talking about, you know, playing up being feminine in order to not, in order to like kind of mask like his masculinity because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
And that spoke to me too because I never think about that. You know, I don't have to worry about that in my life, so I don't think about it. And so when you see someone saying, like, I struggle with this, like, I have to perform this way so that people don't find me, like, intimidating in this other way, I was like, wow, like, that was, like, really something to...
I had an issue with that growing up, like, being like, a performer and stuff like that. Certain things, like, if I cater to perform with a certain group of people, I'm considered whitewashed. If I don't perform with enough black girls, I'm considered, you know, whitewashed. Or if I do this, I'm promoting the urban crowd. You know what I'm saying? So I've always been in that teeter-totter.
Right.
And Silky made a good point is, before you see anything else, you see skin color, you know?
Yep. Right. Absolutely.
And that was, like, really, like, something that needed to be shown and needed to be, like, plugged into Untucked.
It's really important. Like, we can't sleep on Untucked. That's where you get, like, really good info. That's how you get to know the queens for sure.
That's where you get the mirror
And I think with this toxic-ass fan base, like, they need this these educational stories coming from these queens, especially the queens of color, because they honestly, I think, watching the show and knowing this fan base, they're treated differently. Mm-hmm. We know this. Like, we're no stranger to this. So it's just sad that just because you're of color, you're seen and thought about differently,
and they were talking about that on the on their podcast for the new one with Miley Cyrus on it. They just said, stop taking it so seriously, it's a game show, and they pretty much said, we make it up, move on. There you go, there's your answer. Go listen to it.
Okay.
It's all a lie from the walls to the people.
All right. This is a heavy moment. So let's go really quickly to Fan of the Week and Quote of the Week.
That's
Mark
me. Okay. Fan of the Week, we're going to give to when I was traveling the world to Ohio.
Where's that?
I was just in Columbus last weekend, and I was at Virginia West's show, which is Nina West's drag mother. Virginia's my drag sister. We started doing drag together. I went home and surprised her for the show, but I was there, and I was standing in the audience watching, and I had kind of stepped back, and there was somebody behind me, and he leaned in, and he said, I just want you to know, I watch your podcast. And I was like, aww. And his name was Nick. So, Nick, you're going to be our fan of the week.
Thank you, Nick, for watching.
He said, I recognized your hair, but it wasn't until Virginia said Lorraine Love that I knew it was you. And I said, well, my hair gives me away a lot. Yeah. And then quote of the week is going to go to Ms. Sugarcane when she says, it's national television, honey. Staple that shit to your ear.
Right. I love her. She's going to be one of my favorites.
I think so, too.
Meme queen?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So thank you guys so much for being so interactive and having all these great memes. This one comes from a DM from Where's She From Memes. And I have an episode 1 poem for you guys. So we go, Sister Red, Raja's earrings are on the floor. Miley Cyrus in a pew beard. Olive Garden whore. So, and that's Jasmine Masters with her "Take Me to Lunch." Whoop my ass if you have to.
I love Jasmine.
When she popped out of the couch in the episode.
Hey,
like,
Josh.
She's great.
Jasmine
too.
Is moving to Houston too.
What? She's moving.
Yeah, I saw it on her Facebook. Yeah, she's
that's
moving.
That's not okay.
I don't know when, but she is moving to Houston, as far as I know.
So our local queen, who looks fabulous.
Yes, guys.
That is not Lorraine Love.
That's me. No.
That is
Kat Wilderness. This is one of my favorite local queens. So give her some love. You can follow her on Instagram at K Wilderness or on Twitter at Kat Williams. Kat Wilderness. Sorry, girl. She slays it. She's basically going to take over Ariana's gig. She does lots of Ariana songs, which you know. Just you need
I love
to follow
Seven
her.
Rings. I like that one.
She's an East Coast queen, but she needs to come to LA. She's recently
on West
Coast. She was recently on Soju's Soul Train party. So check her out. She's awesome.
My friend Laura's in the chat room. I actually, ironically, met Laura on this. I'm dating myself on the set of Dharma and Greg.
Oh my god!
And I was in drag actually when I met Laura.
That's
and she's
great.
In New York right now with her family. She moved back. But hi, Laura.
Okay.
Quick
so we only have a little bit of time left, and I'd like everybody to give their personal top three. And this does not mean who you
for
think.
For the season?
Yeah, for the season. And not necessarily because my top three are not necessarily like who I think.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So I'll explain this. Okay. My top three are Vanjie, Brooklyn, and Evie Oddly.
Okay.
And I don't actually think Vanjie could be in the top three. I actually just think
your
the
top
other.
Three.
This is just my top three.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
That was my explanation.
All right.
I want Evie to win.
I put Brooke, Silky, Akiria.
Okay.
My top three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me, Plastique, Brooklyn, and Sugarcane.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to do Silky, Sugar, and Evie.
Okay.
Y'all are rooting for Evie. I want to believe
she's
in her.
She's awesome.
I want to believe. The reveal had me, like, so staple to her. Uh-huh. And this episode didn't really give it to me. But I'm opening my heart to Evie Oddly, and I want her to be Oddly as F, you know?
Yeah.
I think, like you said, I think I just like somebody who does something different.
Give us that,
is unapologetic about it and just does it. And I loved her hair, the pink.
The glitter.
Glitter.
And the plastic
and her face.
Jacket.
And I love the jacket. The outfit, the pink underneath was, but everything else, I was just like, I loved it. I loved it. I love it. Keep doing it, Evie.
And I think there's something, like, very honest and real, like, when I was thinking of, like, Miley saying, like, just be yourself. Like, she's so unapologetically herself, and that's something that I'm, like, really drawn to. Her laugh is, like, infectious to me. I love it.
Yeah.
So.
We made it through.
Thank you, guys. We made it through.
Yay!
Yay!
I like that we give ourselves a high five for making it
through
an episode.
Because we're kick-ass.
I know. We're back.
Jayla's the best, but...
Let us know who your top three are. Some people are already doing that in the chat room. You can find me on all platforms, 123 Jackie B. Stay tuned for next week.
You can
find me
on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. And Josh, I need a napkin because I spilled my beer.
Oh, well, I didn't spill my beer, but I am wet. Follow me at Who is Jayla Rocks on Instagram, 2X3 if you nasty.
Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
All right,
thanks,
you guys.
Bye.
See you next week. Love y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.